Blog Talk Radio.
At your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from the wedding court here in my living room. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. We're back on another segment this week. We're talking about marrying the African couple. And I'm looking for that prince today. It's the day that I'm supposed to crown him. And if he's not there, we're going to go on with the show anyway, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll come back and continue to look for my prince. Join the music as we walk into the commencement. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please be seated? Our dancers had to bring us into the procession. And we are joining another day of the wedding, ladies and gentlemen. And aren't you glad you joined us today? Because we're embarking upon this special occasion where the man and the woman, Viney Moore, now Viney Raymond, and then Raymond will be featured out in the woods talking about their courtship when they first met and how they found each other. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss this opportunity. And we're going to be featuring a special story. I'm going to stop right now and give you that story for those young people out there in the audience. And I know they engage in very many different stories about young heroes and heroines, and I'd like to read them a short story today. Young readers, thrilled as you are about the brave young people like yourself who face difficulty and danger in their life, this story will give you courage and strength. And this story will tell you about the courtship of young people. These stories become the most popular ones with young listeners, and I think you will enjoy the one I'm about to read to you. Listen up. Beautiful Brown Eyes is what I'm going to be reading to you from the African-American folktale for young readers. and is retold by folklore and inspired by the stories of Lynn Conrad. And the stories originally came from the Yoruba-speaking people of West Africa. In Benin, a long time ago, and there was a river near the Atlantic coast of the equator Africa, lived a lovely maiden with a beautiful brown eyes. She had the most beautiful brown eyes in her village, perhaps the most beautiful brown eyes in all the world. Every young man who happened to see her eyes, he was overtaken by her beautiful eyes and wanted to marry her. Old men and wives admired this woman with the brown eyes. They stopped to make comments about the eyes. And in the season when the girls with the beautiful brown eyes came of age to marry, a great terrible thing happened. Drought came about in the land. No rain would fall for months, and the season was not barren. Only hot wind blew, and the sun beat down on the village without mercy. First the leaves began to blow, and then the grounds began to dry up and crack, and then the crops in the forest began to die, and the rivers, they began to dry up too. Soon the rivers were only brown with mud, and mud was far all over the place, down the slippery banks. Then there was a clean water drink. There was no clean water to drink, and the people began to become thirsty. So one day the girl went out into the mud. When the girl should have been making plans for her wedding, she was instead climbing up and down the banks of the river, filled with a jar of mud water that she slipped carefully into the gorge as she put the water in where the river had been. Each day she made her way in her trip there. Other girls would meet her as she would come down to the banks. At last, however, she could find no water. There was no water to be found. One morning, as she stood at the mud bank river, she began to cry because she could not find water, clear water enough to take home in the jar to her family. One of her tears fell in the mud, and up and out of the mud came a beautiful, gorgeous fish. He had beautiful brown eyes. She gave me the jar. He gave me the jar, and I would fill it with the mud. And then finally the fish said, he stood there looking at her. At first she was afraid, but the fish spoke kindly and had much beautiful things to say to help her saddened eyes. At last she lowered her jar toward him, wondering how he would take it from her without his hands. The fish did not take the jar, but put his mouth over the mouth of the jar and spewed cold water, clear water, into the jar until it was filled. Then the fish sank back into the muddy water once again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue that story on tomorrow, but that's a story for my children out there if you're listening. Tune in, young people, and listen. We're going to go right into the ceremony with Viney Moore and Ben Raymond. Listen up, people, as you hear what happened out in the forest as they met for the first time and they became engaged. We're talking about the engagement, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
He described it so well, and reflecting back on Ben Raymond and Viney when the proposal was made in the slave quarters. Now go back with me and meditate for a minute in time, and as he began to give the story, life, reflect upon it, because these times will need to be remembered by the groom, Ben Raymond, and Viney, the bride. Listen and let your mind meditate for a moment. Meditate for a moment with me. I'll take my pulse, and you take yours, and let's synchronize our pulses together as we meditate. Meditate, meditate, meditate.
He convinced Viney to meet him in the woods real late. And he was pacing and trying to decide what he was going to say to Viney. And he said, Vonnie, no. Vonnie, will you... No. Vonnie, no. Vonnie, just about that time, Vonnie arrived. She says, Ben Raymond. He says, oh, Vonnie. She says, why did you have me coming out here in these scary woods? I thought something was going to come out of the woods and grab me. Why you got me in these scary woods like this? He said, well, I wanted to talk to you. She said, what do you want to talk to me about? He said, you know, the other day I was plowing out in the field, you know, and there in the furrow that I was plowing was a big mess of black snakes, and there was a mama snake all curled around ready to strike at me. And Vonnie says, Ben Raymond, do you think I like to hear snake stories? She said, no. Vonnie said, well, why are you telling me these stories? She said, well, that's not really what I wanted to tell you. She said, well, what is it that you want to tell me? He says, well,
What do you think he wanted to tell her? Ladies and gentlemen, just think back. What would he possibly be wanting to tell her? And what would she be listening to hear? I don't know, but we're going to find out in a second, and we're going to stay tuned for station identification. If you're a caller out there, please call in. I'm still looking for my prince. He hasn't showed up yet, and we want to crown him as soon as he can show up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know that prince out there, why don't you tell him to call in, and call in quickly, because we are going to be finalizing that prince pretty soon. Let him call. You can call in Prince at 646-478-0270. And stay tuned for station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the air. Remember, heaven did help us write this song.
Ooh. Yeah. Well. Like all I wanna do is you, all day thinking about you. You're my every dream come true. Since that day I found you, I used to be a player going hard, but now we're holding hands in this park. It's funny how you stop the wrong you used to do when you fight and you leave it. You help me write this song. You've been the number one lady in my life so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us for the continuation of Viney and Ben Raymond. We're going to find out what happened out in the forest as they were courting. Join me. Stay tuned.
Master Taylor been looking real hard at me lately, and he knows that I know everything there is to know about that mill, and I think it won't be long before he'll be letting me run that mill by myself, and he'll be letting me stay in town. And she says, oh, Ben Raymond, that's real good. He said, yeah, and he might even let me go up to Richmond one day. She says, Ben Raymond, I don't know. She says, I don't know if any master I know would let a slave he owns go that far. And she says, I just don't think he would do it. And Ben Raymond says, well, why? Why wouldn't he let me do it? She says, well, what's to keep you from running away? And Ben Raymond says, Jim? Me? Sit down, old buddy. You and me, we've been knowing each other for clear past a year now. And I've been looking at you, and I know you've been looking at me.
Now, Ben Raymond, I ain't got time to make it pretty for you. I figure whatever happiness we got, we best jump on it with both feet. I want you for my wife, and
and ask your master if you and me can't jump the broom.
Hey, Ben Raymond, I don't know. You know how I feel about you, woman. You know. Now she's gonna make it harder than it already is. No, Ben Raymond, I'm not trying to make it hard for you, but you just don't talk much, and this is the first time I ever heard you talk this much. I
just don't like everybody knowing my business.
And she said, well, I don't either.
He says, oh. Then what about Hollis Price?
She says, what about Hollis Price? Hollis, she says, Hollis is friendly to me, and he's more willing to say more than a word to me in public, which is more than I can say for some people.
Oh, is that why I see y'all holding hands and looking goose-eyed at each other?
She said, I never look goose-eyed at Hollis Price. He said, I know what I saw, woman, and I saw it more than once. She said, Ben Raymond, did you come here to marry me or to fuss at me?
Yes, so Friday is okay.
All right. Friday it is.
So Ben Raymond took it upon himself to go out and talk to the master about taking Viney Moore's hand in marriage. Let's see what happens. Go out in the courtyard with Ben Raymond as he asks for the master hand, asking for Viney to be his wife. Let's see what happens.
Right Friday, Ben Raymond goes to the master's house and asks the master to provide his hand so that he might jump the broom. And the master agrees. Ben Raymond and Viney get married. Ben Raymond made this little cabin for Viney. He made this little chest of drawers for her that he set in one corner, and he made this bedstead for her, that he set in another corner, and he made this rocking chair for her, that he set in another corner. And all around the house, there was all kinds of things to show Viney and Ben Raymond's love for one another. And they was happy. Oh, they was happy. Whenever anybody in the quarter got sad, got down, they just went to visit Viney and Ben Raymond because they were so happy together. Ben Raymond promised Viney the day they got married that he would do one thing for her before he left this earth. He promised her that he would get her free papers. So Ben Raymond worked every day. When he finished the master's work, he'd take other work, and he was a good carpenter, so he'd do other kinds of work for other plantation owners and other farmers, and he'd work at night, and during the winter he'd work in the cold, and he'd chop trees down, and he'd plane the wood down, and he'd do all of this for Viney, and one day, maybe 3 years later, he had enough money to buy Viney a free. Ben Raymond took the money. He waited until the third anniversary, and he walked over to Master Taylor's house. Anybody around the quarter knew that the day would finally come. They all came out of their quarters, and they all watched as Ben Raymond marched proudly to Master Taylor's house. And they watched as Ben Raymond knocked on the door proudly. After about 5 or 10 minutes, Ben Raymond...
After he knocked on the door, what do you think happened, ladies and gentlemen? He worked so hard to buy Viney Moore's freedom. But I want to know what she's going to do. Let's find out. Stay tuned.
They all came out of their quarters, and they all watched as Ben Raymond watched proudly to Master Taylor's house. And he watched as Ben Raymond knocked on the door proudly. After about 5 or 10 minutes, Ben Raymond came to the door again. And he had something in his hand.
So they could get sight of them pay papers. Ben Raymond walked past them slowly, proudly. Finally got to his home. Vinnie was sitting in the rocking chair they had made for him. He walked over to her and he presented her with the pay papers and he said, "Vinnie, these are yours, my dear." She looked at the paper. She looked at Ben Raymond. She began to cry. She said, "Little Ben, has this man asked for you?" He said, "Yes, my daughter. You wants to do it. You can go where you wants to go." She put the free papers down and she hugged Ben. She said, "Thank you so much. Thank you." And he kissed and hugged for the rest of that night.
Ladies and gentlemen, they kissed and hugged the rest of that night because Vinnie was so amazed that Ben Raymond thought so highly of her to go and buy her freedom. Tomorrow we'll find out exactly what she did with her freedom once she got those free papers. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I both know that a man must care a lot for a woman to work several jobs to pay for her to get her freedom when he didn't even have his own. And I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a storytelling hour because we are a part of a literacy coach, and we're trying to get more people involved in literature and understanding. Now, that story that I was reading you about the brown-eyed girl and what happened to her, we're going to talk about her again and give you a little bit more insight what happened. When she went out to the river and the fish began to pour in the clear blue water, she took the water home. And her parents and everyone was wondering how could she find clear water when no one else could. She never spoke a word of it. She just kept bringing the water back. So her father got curious and wanted to know what was going on and where was she finding the water. So he sent one of her youngest brothers to follow up. Her youngest brother followed her down there and saw her kissing the fish. That's right. The fish and her were lovers, and they had become engaged, and she bent down to kiss the fish. He was so outdone that when she left, he went to the river as if he was going to look for water, and the fish didn't know it wasn't her, and he bent down, grabbed the fish, and gutted the fish and killed the fish, came back to his father with the fish. The father threw the fish down in front of her face and said, "So, this is who you wanted to marry?" The girl was so grieved by what the family thought of this fish. She was so grieved because they thought it would be an outcast for her to be married to a fish and that she wouldn't have a proper wedding and that all the people in the community wouldn't be able to come to the wedding. So the father did not want to be disrespected. That is why he killed the fish. She took the fish and she went back to the river. And she stood there in the river until the river began to rise. She was so saddened and grieved by her husband's death that she stood there until the water overtook her. And she went down in the water, dying with her husband. She created the lily pads. And you can go out into the river now, and all of the river pad, all of the lily pads are her children, and they're springing up all over the river. The end. How did you like that, boys and girls? I hope you loved it. And for you adults, you should love it, too. The Brown-Eyed Girl, you definitely want to find that book, The African-American Folktale. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is rolling up on us, and you know we only have 30 minutes now. We don't have the full amount of time, but we are going to go out here with a bash. And I do appreciate you being a part of our segment. And if you just bear with me as I get ready to take you out of here, this wedding isn't over, and my young prince hasn't called in yet. Call in, young prince. I'm looking for you. Call in, leave comments. I'd like to select you and make you the king for a day. We're going to continue looking for you until the end of the month. Now, we have only a few more days left for this, and if we don't choose that person, so what? My prince will still be out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been a gem to work with. And we are going to continue bringing you good literature. And for those young people out there, get ready and let's get ready to get out of here. Thank you for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, I say au revoir, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Join me as I go out with the soundtrack of Color Purple. We'll be back here again tomorrow talking about Marriage of the African Wedding. You would really enjoy from the soundtrack of Color Purple. And most of you know these songs. But we're going to end up now and go out of here with a blast dancing. Get on your dancing shoes, and if you're an African dancer, dance with me as we leave out. Thank you so very much for joining me on this segment. We are in the process of presenting the wedding to you and bringing you into the courtship. And today's segment was to talk about the courtship. We have given you the African wedding. And some of you have had a chance to be present during those sessions. If you weren't here, ladies and gentlemen, you may want to go back and listen to our stories on demand. And for those of you who want to hear the first segment, go all the way back to the beginning, because we are trying to introduce to you the process. There is the Zawatis. You still have to go through the Zawatis, the gifts. So we're giving you this short storytelling so that you can get a feel for what happened during the engagement. So stay tuned until tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have a great evening. And do remember to tell your friends about the wedding and about the storytelling that will be going on. And have a great evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow at 10:30. Au revoir. Thank you. Again, same time tomorrow, 10:30. You don't want to miss this segment. We're going to see what Viney and Ben Raymond has in store for you out in the forest, what happened once she got her freedom. Stay tuned and come back and find out what happened when she receives the gifts of the Zawatis. We're going to go on with this African wedding, and we hope you can be in attendance to help join us so we can marry you back to the community of this young couple, Viney Moore and Ben Raymond. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, I said baba booey to you, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow.